Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 466 for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower after a day of very volatile activity on Wednesday. Values were anywhere from $5 lower to 50 cents higher, the most active November contract down $4.70 at $519.20 per ton. Reports of improving crop conditions in Canadian canola fields due to recent favorable rainfall were bearish, as was some speculative base selling. Spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures in overnight activity. However, ongoing worries about lower North American oilseed production this year, as the U.S. Midwest is still too wet and Western Canada remains hot and on the dry side, underpinned values. Strength in the Chicago soy complex was also supportive, as was recent weakness in the Canadian dollar. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn and soybean futures were mostly higher, while wheat prices were in the red on Wednesday. Soybean futures were steady to 5 cents higher, November up 2.5 cents at $9.88 per bushel. The gains were linked to reports of heavier-than-expected rain in the U.S. Midwest this week, which could put further stress on already waterlogged crops. However, concerns about economic problems in China, possibly reducing demand from the major soybean-buying country, were bearish. Corn values were up slightly, taking some direction from the soybean market. Values were steady to 1.25 cents higher. December up 1.25 cents at $4.34, September up the same at $4.24. Worries about wet weather continuing to reduce yield potential for the U.S. corn crop further underpinned values, though weakness in the wheat market limited the advances. Wheat values in Chicago were moving lower, reacting to forecasts calling for drier weather that will likely allow good harvest progress in the eastern Midwest later this week. Prices ranged from 7 to 10 cents lower, September down 7.75 cents at $5.77 a bushel. Worries about global economic problems were also behind the declines. However, traders are still worried about reduced quality in the U.S. winter wheat crop due to recent excess moisture in some regions, which was supportive overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.